If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time for birthday time.
Oh, hey.
Maddie is B52. It's birthday 52. Get her mic on there. Happy birthday to you.
Aw. Oh, cookies.
Happy birthday, Maddie. Happy birthday to you.
I was lip syncing along,
wow,
so she would think I was singing
so
with her.
Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Really good.
And I love chocolate chip cookies.
Homemade. Lizzie baked those for you.
Oh, thank you.
Did you make a wish?
Better be good. 35's a big year.
Oh, there we go. Thank you so much, guys.
I thought we agreed it was B52 this morning.
What? No, she's right. 30-something.
B35. All right.
40-something, maybe. Bingo. Or 50-something.
Yeah. Well, we love you, and we wanted to, you know, just make sure that your day was special all day today.
Well, thank you. This is the highlight of the day, I'm sure.
It is. That, you're right.
There's plenty of cookies to go around, too.
Yes.
You're the best. Thank you.
I would just like to say he's also the bravest.
Why is he so brave?
We got this offer to do this thing.
Yes.
I don't need to get into all the details unless we can, but it was one of those things where I went, I'm not doing that ever. Mm. Never, ever, never.
I did think to myself when I saw what it was, I was like, well, if Vinny and I were doing Amazing Race.
Oh, I'd do it like that.
You would have to be the one who did that.
And I would.
You know that feeling when you're standing at the edge of something really tall and you look over the top and you get that pee-pee feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as I read the thing and kind of pictured it, I just was like, I'm not doing that.
It's one of those, what do they call it? Rappelling down the side of a building for charity.
It's at the Westin San Francisco, and it's for like an aneurysm foundation.
Yeah. And it happens every year. Yep. It's happened a bunch. Icky did it
Icky
one
did
year.
Did Hooman do it one year?
No, but Danielle did it, I believe, Icky. Hot ass Danielle.
Hot ass Danielle.
Actually, I can't say. I don't know what Hooman did. Maybe he did.
I think he did one year.
I feel like he did.
Yeah, I don't keep
and
up
And I couldn't
on,
believe I that he... would. But anyway, yeah, so people from the show have done it in the past, and I looked at it and thought, oh, that's too scary.
So I went and did, fairly recently, I did, what do they call that, zip lining, and the thing we stepped off of was pretty freaking high.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine.
Yes.
I can do that, but I don't love heights.
Mm-mm.
So if it's a choice scenario, I'm going to say no thanks.
Yeah. Yep.
But Maddie went... Yeah, you only live once. And I swear, this is just me in my head. I probably shouldn't even say it into a mic.
Oh, no.
Well, I was just thinking, yeah, you only live once. And you live longer when you don't test things like that.
I'm sure it'll be perfect.
It'll be fine,
safe.
Of course. But, you know, you only live
test
once.
Test your limits, man.
It's not the answer I'd have given. But
I'm not a fan of heights either.
It would be a spectacular death.
Is that true?
The older I've gotten, the worse it's gotten. Like,
Do you think you'll back out? You think you'll get to the edge and you'll back out, or there'll be too much pressure to like do it?
No, I'll definitely do it.
I feel like because there were things I did as a kid that were hairball and crazy, and whenever it was sort of like skateboarding or surfing related, I was all about it. There are other things where I was like, and heights were one of them, where I would get, I'll die, so no, I'm not doing that. As I've gotten older, I'm able to say to myself, you're grown up, dude. You can handle it. Like, you're not going to, you just watch someone do it. They didn't die. You're going to do it. You won't die. It's fine. I can talk myself through those things, but I don't want to.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't go, You know what I should do? I should get on a plane and parachute. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Would I? If the plane's going down, you bet your ass I would.
Yeah.
But in a scenario where they're like, you can go, you know, home and go surfing.
Or not.
Or you can go to jump out of a plane. Yeah, I'm going to go surfing.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Well.
But I'm proud of you. I saw that you said you were going to do it. And I went, son of a biscuit. He is braver.
I know.
Than you know anyone
what? Look
around
at you.
Here.
52, 35 years old. And you are just so brave.
Testing
and
the
handsome.
Limits. Oh, you're. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you all for the wonderful card. I appreciate it.
You're wonderful.
I just realized I sang to him, which is something he hates. Sorry, Maddie.
I didn't mind that. I did not mind that. And you, because you were looking, we were looking at the candles and you weren't staring me in the eye.
You're never going to get him now.
Yeah.
Dang. Oh, no. You just
blew your
shot
with Maddie.
You just broke one of the rules with Maddie. Did you come up with any of your other rules?
I think I did.
Oh, we've got, oh, he's fantastic. Got a case.
Can we recap the six or so that we came up with yesterday? These are deal breakers in relationships for Maddie. So listen closely, thirsty girls.
You got to run the water in the bathroom.
You can't. He doesn't want to hear you pee.
The only hats allowed are ball caps in certain situations and the occasional cowboy hat if you're wearing like cowboy gear and like short shorts. No chewing gum.
Oh, a cowboy hat with short shorts.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's acceptable.
All
no
right.
chewing gum. No singing at me. No non-dog pets, except for maybe I could handle one cat. But if you've got multiple cats, mm-mm. If you don't return your shopping carts, big no-no. I don't want to date anybody who spends a lot of time looking at their camera and doing videos where they're talking at the camera.
Oh,
yeah.
So Mason's out.
Mason would be out. You just ruled Mason out.
Mason's out. Yeah.
She doesn't wear hats. She's a good girl.
She's an internet sensation. Yeah. Do you not know that?
She's extremely attractive. But that's her job. Okay. You know, I guess.
Right. So that's her job.
Well,
she has to
I
do
won't
it for
date
work.
Anybody who does that for a job. Oh, then, I, you know, if
all
your
right.
job is making
she's
money,
also a DJ.
Looking at a camera.
All right.
If you're into polyamory, that's not going to work for me either. You know, I was thinking about that yesterday.
You're like a one man, one girl man.
Yeah, I don't think I.
One
no,
woman.
Can't do that.
Woman.
Picky eaters.
Yeah.
Don't like a picky eater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to be a good eater.
Got to be a good eater.
And the last one is political. I'll just say that.
Oh, okay.
If you support some man, I will not want to date you.
Right. That would be awkward.
Some
man. I don't know what man, but some man.
You know, some man.
Yeah. If you like Ryan Reynolds, you're out. That's it.
Oh, no. If you like Ryan Reynolds, you're definitely in.
Really?
I love him so much. The Blake Lively thing has not spoiled me on
I have
Reynolds.
To say, it has spoiled me.
It's
on
sad.
On I was really, really into him, and I just feel like I'm not that into him anymore.
I just watched the last season of Welcome to Wrexham. It's so good. Yeah. He's great.
You can have him.
Thank you.
I won't. There will be no battle.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, Ryan's happy
mine.
Birthday. And, and listen up, ladies who love to love. You know, this guy, as long as you stick within those rules, you could give him a little birthday surprise, a little birthday present.
Yeah.
Hot property over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Red hot.
I want you to taste that cookie.
Okay.
I know it's...
It's got sea salt. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You did sea salt on it. What? Oh, why are you making that face, Lizzie? I mean, Bobby.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I dumped it.
You did?
Yes, but the
everybody
internet
knows.
Still hears it.
Yeah, the internet
okay,
knows.
Bob, why are you making that face as I told him to?
I don't know if they're going to be good.
You didn't taste
good.
One?
No, I did, but.
You didn't like it?
No, I liked it.
You
I
made
just, for some
our
reason,
boy crummy cookies.
They are not crummy. They are absolutely delicious. Big chocolate chips and a little bit of salt on top. Very good.
What do you mean, for some reason, what?
I can't feel like I get the sweet to saltiness right in these cookies, but maybe I've just had them too many times. These are actually, they have more dark brown sugar in them, so they have like a richer taste, which is really fun.
They're brown.
And they're made of, I used whole wheat flour.
Oh, so they're also healthy.
They're healthy.
All right.
Cookies for everyone.
So you can have them guilt-free, Maddie.
Bob, you're the best. Thank you so much.
You are the best, Bob.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Appreciate all of you guys. Thank you.
BFFs forever.
Oh, thank you.
I guess that's redundant, isn't it? Best friends forever,
it
forever.
Is.
The four best friends that ever
was.
Oh, that's fun. So what did everyone do yesterday?
First of all, I want to say, I know that it's overcast here in the city again today, but on the drive-in, big, giant full moon.
Oh.
The moon was great.
Beautiful sunrise over the East Bay. Oh. Like, it's clear down south. Today's going to be the warmest day
we've had. Yesterday got hot.
It did, and it's going to be hot again today. 90 in Walnut Creek, Napa, and San Jose. It's the first time in a while I've seen the 90. We've probably crossed into it, but they're posting
90,
it at 90.
Not that bad. Walnut Creek knows how to handle that. They're used to it. But it's definitely...
You're saying that they have their air conditioning out
there. They must, because who else could live? You can't live there if you don't have air conditioning. I mean, that is... Woof. It is hot out there. But in general, we've had such a mild summer so far, knock wood, that like yesterday I was outside and I... there's this thing that with sweat, like torso sweat that happens. I was...
Are you talking about?
I don't really want to say it, but
yeah, but you did. So now what do you mean torso sweat?
I don't know if it's just a girl thing.
Your stomach sweats?
No. It starts right under your boob and you feel it. You don't even realize how hot you are. And all of a sudden you feel a trickle running down the bottom of your ribs.
Is it like where the skin meets the skin?
It must be. It must be where it hits because it's fully like develops there and just drops from there. Like my sides, my armpits, nothing.
I haven't gone dad bod enough to feel the under boob sweat, thank God.
Well, that's good.
But, you know, maybe a couple of cookies will do me in.
But it was so funny because I had, whipped off my sweatshirt and I'm, just trying to keep cool.
You had a sweatshirt on?
I did it first. I was out there with a sweatshirt and I was working in the shade at first, which was nice. But then as I was lugging some stuff around and I'm like, oh my God, it's actually noticeably hot. So I pull off my sweatshirt and I'm sweating down the front of myself. So I took my t-shirt and I went like that and just tucked it under. And it was just the best look. It like really soaked everything up. And was so I was like dry from here up and wet from here down.
Did you pose at all by the hot tub cam so that we could get a look at that or no?
You know, we actually do have a cam that is, I think the batteries are out of it, but it does aim right at the hot tub.
Yay.
So it's not active, but I mean, I suppose
we
can get that back online.
Yeah, let's get that online and get the link
hooked up. Get a pay-per-view going.
Anyway, there's a story. I haven't had a chance to go through it all my stuff yet, but the SF Bay Area is seeing the coldest summer in decades.
Oh, well, maybe that's changing now.
And I don't know if cold is the right word, but it's definitely been cooler than normal, and I love it.
It's been lovely.
I've been in heaven, and those days are still going to come, but the ones where I have to get on the bed, not in it, and I have this little very light 49ers blanket I got from the stadium when we went to the game.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it's so light and it's too short. If I put it on, my feet hang out the bottom and
that
my
keeps
arms
you cool.
It's enough.
It's
to
like
feel,
wearing a light towel.
I don't know why we all feel like we need coverage, like as if it like protects you from harm. But I do feel like I'm better off or sleep better with something on me.
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
Even on a hot night. So that's the thing that
I
resort
to.
I
like to at least have a sheet.
Something. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, we haven't had that. It'll come.
Yeah. I always notice as my kids would go back to school every year in the end of August, that was always when it seemed like we got a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
Like the summer is, there's plenty of hot days. But then they'd go back and there's no air conditioning at a lot of schools. It's like the one that they went to was like really old when they were in elementary school. And my sons would come home and they would just look like these sweaty, gross little kids, like how kids look, kids.
They're all gross.
Look like gross, sweaty kids.
Thanks, Ma.
Want me to turn the sprinkler on for you? Yes, please. The parched.
Gross, sweaty kids.
Yeah, kids. So gross.
We're going through that right now. Edie has found a jumping rope.
Oh.
And so we don't really have the normal long stretched out jumping rope. So we've got a single person one. And Christina and I were only like 4 feet apart trying to give it enough loop.
Oh, funny.
So she could, and we're doing it in the living room, of course. Jumping rope.
Yeah.
It's very cute. And I was like.
So you guys got to get the double dutch going. You got to get the two.
Even my older one, I go, have you double dutch? She goes, what are you talking about?
Oh, man. Huh.
Come on. You jump into the mouth. Right?
You jump right. Yes. You got to figure
out. You don't know double dutch?
Oh, two big long jump ropes.
I know it, but I never figured out how to do it.
Once you get the thing going, yes. some girls taught me this.
It's about the people doing the thing as much as it is about the jumper, because you got to get it right.
There's a point where the ropes are up top and below, and that's when the mouth is open. You jump into the mouth.
And then you have to, it's a very quick jump. Mm-hmm. And there's all these little steps you can do.
I can't do all the steps. Only
those expert people. There's always that one person who just has it.
At school,
like
there
the
were things.
It's like the person who can hula hoop. Who is that person? Danielle can hula hoop. She just has it. Hot ass Danielle.
Yeah. That's who she is.
I have tried my whole life to get a hula hoop going. Never, ever once have been able to get it done.
When I was a kid, I could hula hoop for like endlessly.
Really?
For minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
Were you ever thinking Guinness?
No.
Everybody thinks Guinness.
Come
on. I have
way too short of an attention span for that. But now as an adult, I can't do it anymore. So is your friend, is she like, you know, straight?
She's pretty straight.
Maybe she doesn't. I feel like it has something to do with my hips. Because I could do it no problem as a kid.
Mm.
Yeah, I could never do it. Never. Never could keep that thing going.
So curvy and beautiful. No.
I was just totally uncoordinated, I think. Like, I really do feel like I was just a regular kid, you know, and it was, everyone else could do it. And I was like, I can't do it. Anyway, back to skipping rope.
That was it. We got to go.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and Maddie's birthday show.
Happy birthday, kid.
Here's a song. Thank you.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.